Police say the gun battle erupted when they carried out a raid in a crowded Muslim-dominated residential area in New Delhi Friday, based on a tip-off about suspects linked to last week's deadly bombings in the capital. A senior Delhi police official, Rajan Bhagat, says two suspected militants were killed after an exchange of gunfire lasting nearly an hour. One militant was captured while two others fled. Two policemen were wounded in the shootout.
Two persons have died. A lot of firearms have been recovered from that place. Investigation is in progress. We are searching the place.
Police say one of the men who they shot dead had planned and executed the serial bomb attacks that killed more than 20 people in New Delhi. They say he also helped in carrying out bomb attacks in Ahmedabad and Jaipur, two other cities that have been hit by serial blasts in recent months. A group called the Indian Mujahideen has claimed responsibility for the serial blasts. The dead militant was one of its top leaders, according to the police. The government and police have come under pressure in recent weeks to act against the militants behind the attacks. On Thursday, the government announced a series of measures to strengthen security and surveillance to tackle the growing terror threat. These include deployment of thousands of additional policemen in New Delhi and creating a new research wing in its intelligence agency. A security analyst at New Delhi's Center for Policy Research, Bharat Karnad, says these measures alone are unlikely to help tackle the threat of terror.
Now, these are palliatives. It's like a band-aid. But what is the will behind, upgrading your security organization and so on? If you look at the sheer demographics and the spread of the country, effective policing of terror, I think, is going to take a lot more efficiency on the part of the government, far better intelligence, far better policing generally, and so on. Most of these things are missing. In part because I think even though we have experienced terror for the last 25, 30 years, starting in Kashmir, we still haven't evolved, I don't think, the institutional mechanisms to deal with terror.
Since the bomb blasts hit major cities, the government has faced increasing criticism that it lacks an effective counter-terror strategy. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.